downward rooms. I didn't know what the miners searched for, but their eagerness made me eager too. I wandered those uneven rooms, touched the suit that so enamored them, the corners, the chalk markers that pointed here, there, that way. I was not like these men, heaving their shoulders against darkness, a face that doesn't face them, it crumbles away. When they called me closer, I recognized the rock's shape, my own. They insisted that gems fruit under pressure given time, that the stories and memories of my lifetime were asking for new light. They cheered me on as I chipped the wall apart. But grief is grief, I realized. It lives enough already in the soil and forests, more commonplace than joy. The miners enjoyed the hunt, whereas I enjoyed the peace intrinsic in any calm, thinking that fulfillment rests between chaos and comfort. The men slapped my back and laughed, then lobbed fragments into carts. They thought to illuminate something meant to cherish it. That's not gratitude, I said. That's just performance. But they would not listen, shrinking into their elevator.